Welcome to another Sports Central. I'm Rick Drewer.
I'm Phil Fechner.
Phil, I don't know whether you're aware of this, but basically throughout the season, just below the surface, bubbling away quietly, has been a fair bit of controversy over the concept of the bye at the end of the minor round, and that supposedly quite a number of coaches are not in favour of it. You got any thoughts?
Look, I think it can pay to your advantage of, you know, you might have a few little injury clouds and that could help you having the bye. But no, I think we should run straight through into the final series straight away. We don't need that bye after the last minor round.
Yeah, it's interesting. Going back into the history of the different versions of the AFL since it became the AFL, would you believe that throughout the 90s, there's been so many versions of the finals, it's almost unbelievable. There's actually been a final five, there's been two versions of a final six, and two versions of a final eight. I've got a funny feeling that they've settled on the final eight with one major word in mind, and that's called revenue. What do you reckon?
I reckon you could be right, but I can see why they've gone to an eight, because you've got the extra teams in now. So when it was a six, it would have only been 12 teams or whatever. So it gives those extra couple teams a go, I suppose. So I guess that's why they've gone to an eight.
Yeah, I can see the point of that in the sense that it's probably better for the involvement and keeping people interested. I mean, I guess the other argument is that we're breeding mediocrity, that, you know, you've only got to be in the top half of the competition and you actually get to play a final. Maybe it's only one final, but, you know, the reward in the old days, as it were, for a top four or something where you really had to be in the better portion of the teams competing. But, you know, I guess it keeps the interest alive at least.
Yeah, no, I tend to agree. And I suppose if you're finishing top, is it a real big advantage, Rick, do you think? Or,
well, in the old days, and there's nothing worse than talking about old days, but if we go back slightly in history, in the old days there was a definite advantage in finishing in the top four under the old system because... and statistically, I guess that was proved beyond doubt because in the 20 years since they introduced the concept of the manner in which the finals are played out, no side outside of the top four has actually won a grand final. But now, and although they haven't changed the composition of how the top eight is played, they have introduced this bye. Now, whether it's a one-off chance, it is interesting to think that all of a sudden, with the change to having the bye off after the minor round for every side, that lo and behold, out of the blue pops up the Western Bulldogs last year and wins from the bottom half of the top eight. So I guess we don't quite know yet.
No, the Bulldogs were lucky because winning form is good form, isn't it? And that's what they had. They, you know, came from nowhere, and good luck to them. I mean,
that Phil is the great arguing point. And I guess you could argue throughout the minor round and the major round that all's well, and the only thing that upsets the apple cart, as it were, are injuries. And I guess you can argue from one point of view that if you don't play, you don't get injured. Although some people do get injured at practice, I will admit, but that's largely a small portion. Now, it's interesting that this bubbling has gone away, and lo and behold, as recently as the other day, probably arguably the best AFL coach in the modern era, Alistair Clarkson, and he's probably said it because Hawthorn aren't going to play in this year's finals, popped up and said he believes there is a vast disadvantage to finishing in the top four. And his argument is that if you finish in the top four and win, you finish up only playing two games in a month. If winning form is good form, I know as an old cricketer, if I had made 100, the last thing I wanted to do was not play next week. I'd prefer to keep going. So I'm not sure about what's going on at the moment.
Yeah, but 2-4 is not bad. That's not a bad, you know, if you might just have a niggling injury and, yeah, you get a week off and you're just going to come up, you know, cherry ripe for the next week. But I can see his point. I can see both sides of it, really. But I mean, I still think it is a little bit of an advantage if you're not going to, you know, I mean, you could get injuries is a big thing, isn't it? And playing all the time, you're going to get injuries.
Well, it is. I mean, it's interesting to go. I guess many of our listeners might suggest that we may be looking at the prospects of the Adelaide Crows. If you go back to their premiership years, their second premiership, which was quite remarkable because they actually lost the first qualifying final, but under the system that was there, they actually lost badly. They lost by 9 goals, I think it was, to Melbourne, but they went on. And, of course, as we all know now, history was made and they won a second premiership. But they played 4 weeks in a row. And the argument used then by a number of the scribes was they were in good form and playing 4 in a row. I mean, let's face it, you play there's a bye in the middle of the season now, but you play 10 or 12 in a row. Mm. I guess the argument, as you've just said, depends all on injuries. But I think if you could, I think most coaches, and obviously Clarkson's one of them, if you don't cop injuries, then he'd prefer to be playing more regularly than 2 games in a month.
Well, 4 in a row, that's a big ask, though. You know, this day and age, I think the game again, here we are 19 years down the track, game's got quicker, more tissue injury, soft tissue injuries and that sort of thing. So I really would think 2-4 would be fine. I reckon most coaches would be happy with that, Rick. Just tell me about the 1997. It's a 20-year anniversary for that premiership of the Crows.
Yes, it is.
And tell me, I believe it got delayed for a reason.
Absolutely incredible. I must confess that I didn't understand this, but the final that Adelaide played was delayed from Saturday night to Sunday afternoon, and I don't think you could guess under any circumstances the reason that Channel 7 requested the AFL to delay it and obviously won the case.
No, look, I know we had a quick discussion before we started today, and no, I had no idea, and I couldn't believe it. I couldn't remember it either.
It was delayed, officially delayed from one day to the next so that Channel 7 could broadcast live the funeral of Princess Diana. Isn't that just...
That's unbelievable, isn't it?
It is. I mean, I can't imagine the AFL delaying their program for many things.
And I can't recall it, can you?
No.
I can't recall it. No. I remember watching Di's funeral, but I can't remember the footy being delayed for that reason.
Yep.
But that's unbelievable, isn't
that
it?
That is quite amazing. Getting back to the final, I just think that the idea of having those weeks off is fine if everything goes well, but it is amazing that even during the minor round, the number of sides that have their bye and then don't get up and win the following week is statistically quite high. And it is interesting that that you know a number of coaches are now coming out and saying that they reckon the bye is disadvantaging those top 4 teams. And they're arguing, apart from anything else, that there really isn't. Okay, you get a double chance if you lose your first qualifying final, as it were. But they're arguing that this bye has sort of nullified it, partly the true reward for finishing in the top 4.
And what are they saying then? They want the top sides want the bye after the minor round and the other side should keep going?
No, they're saying that no one should get the bye.
I agree with that. Mm. I agree with that. They should run straight through from the last minor round straight into the finals, and then the top sides should be getting that week off if they've won.
Exactly.
Yeah. And no, I can agree with
and
that.
I think the thing that many people have forgotten is why they introduced that bye. And it had nothing to do with feeling good about the top 8 sides needing a rest before they basically create a new month season called the finals. The reason the bye came in really was to stop sides tanking if they are already assured of where they were going to be to give themselves a rest or an advantage, or in fact, even the bottom sides tanking to get priority picks. So I'm not sure that, you know, and even if you could argue, well, why should a side leave players out, not necessarily tanking, but just not playing their full strength side? I think I can recall Fremantle coming over here to play Port Adelaide in the last minor round game, and it was virtually the Fremantle seconds playing because they were assured of their spot.
Yeah, how could you tell?
But yes, that's a fair call, I suppose. I think there is a bit of sort of camouflage as to the real reason that the bye came in. And I guess, to me, it's a bit like a lot of very learned people, whether it's in the law or whatever, you know, if you introduce a tax rule, you'll find a smart accountant to get around it. Mm. And so partially the reason for introducing this compulsory buy was to prevent sides resting players. Well, they're resting players during the season now anyway, you know, and I think because of the rotation off the bench, yes, as you said earlier, the game is very, very, very much faster than it used to be. You can probably argue that the tackling is certainly harder as well. But with the number of rotations, you know, these players are getting, be it small breaks throughout a game. And in fact, they've the use, or dare I say abuse, of the rotation system has even meant that the AFL are trying to look at ways and obviously reduce the number of rotations. So I'm not sure there is a perfect
answer. Well, you just mentioned tackles just then. That's only if they're ladder tackle.
That's
right. I mean,
that's
another pet hate of mine. Another pet hate of mine while I'm on the pet hates is this rotation after you've kicked a goal. You know, they bring them off straight after you kick the goal. You know, I know I used to have the fur up on the back of my neck and all that ready to kick another one. But nowadays, they're off and sitting on the bench.
I can't
believe it.
I have no concept of how that can possibly be a good plan.
I cannot believe it.
No.
Cannot believe it.
It happens just more times than not, just about every time.
And it's a set team rule.
Yeah.
They know that they've got to go off if they've kicked a goal. They've got to go off.
I do not understand the
I'd
logic.
I'd like to ask one of the coaches one day, but anyway.
So it is a very interesting concept, I think. And knowing the AFL, they will they're not afraid to change rules. So, you know, the big thing will be, I reckon, if a side outside the top four wins a premiership again this year. And then I think there'll be a lot of people sort of jumping up and down. And, you know, I mean, the fact that it happened last year sure could be just sheer coincidence that all of a sudden it happened in the very first year that a bye had been introduced. If it happens twice in a row, then Alistair Clarkson might be right on the money where he claims that the advantage is actually not being in the top four if you keep winning.
Yeah, I mean, at least just looking in the program then, we've got the grand final in September at least this year.
Well,
we
that's
can
right.
play that song again one day in September. You know, the last couple of years I think it's been in October, hasn't it?
It
so,
has.
You know, we're back into September. Yeah, look, I think every advantage should be given to the top two and definitely maybe top four. And then that second four, I've got to run with the rest, you know, run through it. But,
There is some good news about this year's grand final, though, you know. Meatloaf hasn't been asked to sing the song.
Yeah, he done a great job.
Well, that poor bloke, he didn't do a sound check, I don't think, or something like that. So, anyway, listen, did you hear about the couple who were talking things over and he looked at her and said, she said to him, actually, "You love football more than you love me." "That's true," he said, "but look on the bright side. I love you more than I love cricket."
That's a fair comment. I'm about the same, I think.
Yeah, I was going to say. Yeah,
not a big supporter of cricket, but
anyway. Well, we'd better close up shortly before we go to the local league for what's going to happen this weekend. I might just remind everyone that the Test match between Australia and Sri Lanka is supposedly happening starting over the weekend. If the storms and tempests and the ground dries out, and We haven't got a good record on the subcontinent when it comes to playing cricket and spin bowling.
I'll have to pencil that in on Foxtel. Yeah, sure. You know, well, my grass isn't growing this time of the year, so I might as well watch the cricket for a while.
Well, I thought, being the cricket fan you are, you just want to be reminded that you didn't miss it. Come on, get on with it.
All right, we got the Barossa League, second to last round, minor round this week, Rick. We've got Barossa District versus Gawler Central.
Well, Barossa could not possibly lose that game. Simple as that.
Yep, and agreeance with you. Kapunda v Newry, match of the round, I would think.
It is, and I'm very lucky that I've been given the Guernsey to go and cover that one. And I was very impressed with Kapunda when I saw them a couple of weeks ago. Very much faster and quicker than I thought that they were. And Newry have done just about everything right except win. They nearly won against Barossa last week, and they nearly won against Freeling the week before. However, having said that, I think Kapunda will win.
Yep, Kapunda at home for me too. We've got the Gawler Derby, Willesden versus Gawler South at Willesden.
Well, after the debacle of Willesden's performance last week, when they've got knocked off by over 100 points... in a game they just simply had to win and should have won, I cannot imagine them, even though it's at home, I cannot imagine them beating South.
Well, I saw the last half of that game and I did have to wipe my eyes when I saw the scoreboard. I thought, no, I even tried to put a set of glasses on just to make sure, but no, the scoreboard was right. They were 10 goals down when I got there and they ended up being, well, in excess of 14 or 15 goals by the end of the game. So, yeah, their form has certainly left them.
It is, and it's rather interesting. It's not necessarily having a personal go at either, but it's interesting that the only two clubs that have announced that their coaches are going on next year are Central, who predictably, I think, have dropped from, you know, the top to the bottom, and Willesden, who seem to be going nowhere, and both coaches have been guaranteed of a spot next year.
Yeah, interesting times. I mean, South for me. To beat Willesden.
Yeah, I'll agree with that.
Okay. And the last game of the round, second last round, is Angaston versus Tanunda up at Angaston.
Well, I couldn't go for Angaston after all the things I've said about them. The Pies, they've been going all right as well. And they've been a bit unlucky. They're probably not quite the team they were last year, but they've certainly been on the improve. I'm going for Tanunda.
Tanunda for me too. Just heard a little rumour during the week.
I've heard that you've got a big whisper.
Yeah, I heard it. Chris Schmidt from West Adelaide.
No, yes.
Yes, retiring, ex-Brisbane Lion and Adelaide Crow. Retiring tomorrow after SANFL, probably well over 100 league games, I would say, for Westies, probably nearing 200. He's retiring and could be seen in a black and white Guernsey next year. Is the rumour.
And the rumour I gather from that is that we're not talking about the Port Adelaide Magpies.
And he's not going to Collingwood.
And he's not. So that almost suggests that it could be the Magpies at Tanunda.
Could be. The rumour has it, would love to play a year with his brother at Tanunda. So whether that comes up, we'll wait and see, won't we?
Well, there we are, good listeners. You've heard it first on Sports Central from Phil the Man. And what he doesn't know isn't worth knowing. All right, this is it for now. It's goodbye from Rick.
And goodbye from Phil.
Thank you again.